Like this morning to turn to the book of Mark, chapter 10. Book of Mark, chapter 10, verses 46 through verse 52. Mark, chapter 10, verses 46 through verse 52. And they came to Jericho. And as he, Jesus, went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. When he heard, that is, Bartimaeus, that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee." And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight, and follow Jesus in the way. In these verses, we see that Jesus is walking to Jerusalem to do what he came to do, to lay down his life on the cross for those whom God had given to him. From verse 46, we see that the disciples are with him. We also see that a great number of people were with Jesus at that time, and no doubt that number was growing the further they walked along. And the great number of people, they're following Jesus to Jerusalem for the purpose of observing the Jewish Passover. Now, what we have in these verses is an event that took place en route to Jerusalem, a miraculous healing of blindness. Matthew, Mark, and Luke all record the event. Matthew tells us that there were two blind men that were healed at this time. Mark is the only one who gives us the name of one of the individuals. We read blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. And Bartimaeus simply means the son of Timaeus. Bar meaning the son of. Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. What we read here is the only time that we see this man's name in the Word of God. This is the only event that we have recorded about his life. And in this one event from this man's life, we see there is much instruction. We see that there is much encouragement and there is much hope for both the saved and the unsaved. And we want to notice a contrast between the last statement of verse 46 and the last statement of verse 52. In verse 46, we see blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And then the last part of verse 22, we see that this same Bartimaeus, we read of him, and followed Jesus in the way. Two different lifestyles presented in those two phrases. Blind Bartimaeus sitting by the highway side begging. That's one lifestyle. Another lifestyle we see in verse 52, and followed Jesus in the way. So we see that this man, Bartimaeus, went from sitting on the side of the road, begging, to following Jesus in the way. He went from blindness to being made whole and seeing. He went from misery to joy. He went from sitting on the side of the highway with his hand out, pleading with the passerbys, living off the spare change of others, to following Jesus in the way. Now, between verses 46 and verse 52, we see that this man's condition is drastically changed. Because his condition is changed, his way of living was also changed. But what is important to notice here is what happened. What happened between blind Bartimaeus sitting on the highway side begging and blind Bartimaeus following Jesus in the way. What happened between those two facts was a real and personal encounter with Jesus Christ. And that's what made the difference. What made the difference between Bartimaeus sitting on the highway side begging and Bartimaeus following Jesus in the way. What made the difference was Jesus. What made the difference was a personal encounter, a personal contact, a personal meeting with Jesus Christ. And the result was that Bartimaeus' life was now better. I mean, there's no question that his life is better in verse 52 than it was in verse 46. And that's our subject this morning, Jesus and a better life. What we read here provides a word picture of the condition of every unsaved sinner. Every unsaved sinner is like blind Bartimaeus sitting on the roadside begging. But what we read here provides hope for that sinner. What we read here provides a possibility for that sinner. But also what we read here is a picture of the condition that even God's people can slip into and backslide to, and that is, even God's people can slip back into sitting by the highway side, begging, living off the spare change, rather than living the abundant life that God has called them to live. And once again, we see that there is an escape from that lifestyle. There is an escape from sitting on the highway side begging. And that escape is found in a personal encounter with Jesus Christ. So whether you're saved or unsaved today, what we read here applies to each one. And what we read here provides hope. What we read here provides a possibility. First of all, let's consider the condition of Bartimaeus. In verse 46, we read blind Bartimaeus. Now, we don't know for how long Bartimaeus was blind. Most assume that he was blind from birth, but we really don't know how long Bartimaeus was blind. I do know this. He was blind long enough to become known as blind Bartimaeus. So he had been blind a while. I mean, this is how everybody knew him, blind Bartimaeus. When people saw him on the road, there's blind Bartimaeus. How you doing, blind Bartimaeus? That's how they knew him. They knew him by his blindness. Now, blind Bartimaeus, that word blind is descriptive both of his condition, and it is descriptive of his situation. He was a man because he was blind. That means he lived in darkness. That means every single day, Bartimaeus would kind of just feel his way around. There was no real clarity in his life. His life was filled with obscurity. Due to his blindness, no doubt there were many difficulties in his life that others did not have. And difficulties that were common to others were even more difficult to blind Bartimaeus. Due to his blindness, no doubt there was some confusion in his life that others did not have. There was some perplexity in his life as well. And no doubt there were times when Bartimaeus, because he was blind, there were times that he would trip. There were times that he would stumble. There were times that he would fall. And he would stumble and he would trip where others would not stumble and trip. Without a doubt, his blindness brought some danger into his life, brought a certain amount of risk into his life, brought a certain degree of hazard in his life. And no doubt his blindness did cause him some apprehension from time to time. And no doubt his blindness was the cause of perhaps some fear in his life and perhaps some insecurity in his life. And no doubt his blindness had robbed him of some joy. He didn't have some of the joys that other people had. And it robbed him of some experiences of life. He didn't have some of the experiences that other people had. Blind Bartimaeus. That's his condition. And his condition affected his lifestyle. It affected the way he lived. We notice also in verse 46 that he was poverty-stricken. We see here that he sat by the road, the highway side, begging. That is, there he is, he's pleading with those who walk by him every day. And this is descriptive of the fact that due to his blindness, I believe he was poor because he was blind. There were not special organizations in those days to help the blind, to help the disabled. And because of his blindness, he couldn't work. Because of his blindness, there was some destitution in his life. Because of his blindness, there was some deficiency in his life. There was some dearth in his life. There was an absence. There was a great lack. There was a shortage in his life. And there he sits. There he sits on the side of the road, begging. There he sits, his life is dependent upon whatever spare change that people would drop, that would throw his way. No doubt his life was a life of gloom. A life of routine. I believe that he had all that was included in blindness. He had all that was included in poverty. And as he sits there on the highway side begging, He appears to be helpless. And his situation appears to be quite hopeless. In those words, blind Bartimaeus sat by the highway side begging, I see a man trapped in his life. He's trapped in his life. I mean, what else can he do? He's blind. He's poor. The only thing he can do is sit day after day on the side of the road begging. Here is a man who is trapped in his life. And there are many sitting here right now that describes your situation. You are trapped in your life. If you're here and lost, that is your situation. You are trapped in a miserable life. And many who are saved have slid back to a condition where they have become trapped. Trapped by their lives. So we read those words, blind Bartimaeus sat by the highway side begging. That does not depict to me a man glowing in radiance. I don't see him sitting there smiling. I don't see him sitting there just bubbling over with joy. I see a man sitting there who is miserable. So we don't have a picture here of glowing radiance. Oh, I believe that as people walked by and threw a coin his way, that Bartimaeus would smile and say thank you. And it brought, for a moment he had a little joy. For a moment he had a little happiness. But it didn't last. Didn't last very long at all. Perhaps at the end of the day when he could buy a little bit of food, it brought a little bit of joy into his life. But it didn't last. Whatever joy this man had, didn't last. And you know why? Because every coin that was given to him, not one of those coins changed his condition. Not one of them. Every one of those coins were basically band-aids. That's all they were. They did not change his condition. And because his condition was not changed, his lifestyle was not changed. So the next day would come, and there he would be, sitting by the highway side begging. I see a picture of a man who's just trying to survive. That's all he's trying to do. Just trying to get through the day. Just trying to survive. If that's all you're doing, if that's all that your life has come to, where you're just trying to survive, just trying to get through another day, you're trapped. You're trapped in a life of misery. And this was Bartimaeus. He's just trying to survive. The day would change, but with every changing day, blind Bartimaeus sat by the highway side begging. The seasons would change, but there it is again. Blind Bartimaeus sat by the highway side begging. The years would change, but there he is, sitting by the highway side begging. I see a picture here of loneliness. I believe Bartimaeus had a lonely life. I see a picture of sorrow. I see a picture of misery. I see a picture of distress. Certainly we have here a picture of meager living. And every day No matter how many coins he received the day before, the next day Bartimaeus woke up blind. The next day Bartimaeus remained blind. And because he remained blind, he remained poor. And because he was blind and poor, he continued to do the same things every single day. He continued to live like what? A blind poor man. Why did Bartimaeus live like a blind poor man? Because that's what he was. Why do people live miserable lives? Because that's what they are. Why do God's people live off the spare change when they can live an abundant life? It's because of who they are. It's because of the condition that they have allowed themselves to slip into. Unless the condition is changed, I don't care how many alms you throw their way. Oh, it may give them temporary joy, but it will not fix their life. Condition needs to be changed. If you're here and lost, that's true of you today. You can try just about everything, but none of it will change your condition. And until your condition changes, your life remains the same. And that is also true of God's people. So his life, with every changing day, he was forced to deal with the difficulties of his condition. His entire life was affected by his condition, blindness. And his condition dictated the way he lived his life. And therefore, again, he lived as a blind, poor man. How else would you expect a blind poor man to live? Like a man who could see and was rich? A blind poor man lives like a blind poor man. And so it was. And I believe to some degree, because we all do, he became accustomed to living this way. Do you think Bartimaeus liked being blind? Of course not. Do you think Bartimaeus enjoyed being poor? Of course not. Do you think he looked forward every day? You think he got up with just great enthusiasm and just couldn't wait to get to the street side to beg? Of course not. He didn't enjoy his life. But I'll tell you what, he got used to it. He got used to living that way. Lost people get used to living as lost sinners. Save people who have backslidden into sin, you can get used to living that way. And oh, how sad. Oh, you wish it was different. You wish you didn't live that way. You wish you didn't have to live that way. But as long as that's your condition, that's the way you've got to live. And you become used to it. And I believe that's pretty descriptive of his life. But all was not hopeless. It never is. Because there was an encounter with Jesus. As you read the passage, you see that Jesus came to where Bartimaeus was. Again, we read blind Bartimaeus sat by the highway side begging. There he is. In the darkness of blindness, in the nothingness of his poverty, he has his hand out. He's begging. He's pleading with the passerbys, just trying to survive another day, just trying to get through another day. But on this day, he began to hear more people than usual. He could sense that there were more people walking down the street than usual. And he could hear that there was more noise than usual. And he could hear that there was an excitement in the air. And he knew that something was happening. And Luke, in his account, in Luke 18 and verse 36, and hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they said, in Luke chapter 18 and verse 37, Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. Jesus had come to the place where Bartimaeus was. Jesus, the conqueror of death. Jesus, the giver of life, had come to the place where Bartimaeus was. Jesus, the dispeller of darkness. Jesus, the giver of life. Jesus, the great provider of needs, the one in whom there is refreshment and mending and healing. Jesus came to the place. Jesus, the one in whom there is hope, there is help, there is strength. He had now come to the place where Bartimaeus was. Jesus, the giver of comfort. Jesus, the great reliever. Jesus, the great giver of joy. Jesus, the one who gives victory, had come to that place. And there sits Bartimaeus like he sat every single day. But when Bartimaeus heard Jesus of Nazareth passeth by, he'd heard of that man before. He had heard of Jesus. That's obvious as you read on in the text. And Bartimaeus believed that Jesus was able to fix his life. When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was there, I believe hope filled his heart. For he had previously heard how that Jesus had miraculously healed others. And he believed. He believed that Jesus could heal him. He believed that Jesus could fix his entire situation. In other words, he believed that Jesus was the solution to his life. And may I say that is so today. Whatever your situation is, Jesus has come to the place, and he is the solution. He is the solution. And just as Bartimaeus sat there in his blindness and poverty, many sit here right now with some spiritual impairment, something that keeps you from living the life. I'm talking to the saved now. Something that keeps you from living the life that God has called you to live. Right now, this building is filled with innumerable needs. The needs are innumerable. And there are some here, you know your needs. You not only know your needs, you like Bartimaeus, you can feel your needs. Don't you think that Bartimaeus knew he was blind? Certainly he did. Don't you think he knew he was poor? No one had to tell him that. He knew that. But he also felt it. Every day when he got up and all there was darkness, he felt his blindness. And every day he went to the highway side to beg and he held out his hands, he felt his poverty. But we need to get to that position. We need to get beyond just knowing our needs. We need to get to the position where we feel our need. If you're here and unsaved today, you need to get to the position where you know you're lost,
You're undone without Jesus Christ, and you're on your way to hell. You need to feel that today.
And if you've slidden back, those that are saved, to the highway side begging, you need to feel. You need not only to know your spiritual impairment, you need to feel it. And you need to know that Jesus has come to the place. Jesus is in the place where you are. Do you believe? Do you believe that He's able to fix your life? Do you believe He is the solution to your life? Bartimaeus believed. And believing, he cried out. He cried out in desperation. There he is. He's sitting there in his darkness. He's sitting there in destitution. He's sitting there. He's misery. He's a blind street beggar. He desperately needs mending. He desperately needs healing. He needs restoring. He needs his life changed. And he hears that Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. He begins to realize there's hope. There's hope. And he begins to realize that there's possibility. Do you believe today that Jesus Christ is here? Do you believe that? If you believe that, that means there's possibility. Oh, the possibility. When Jesus is in a place. Then notice verse 47. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He's no longer pleading with the passerby, but he's pleading with Jesus because he knows the passerby, they can give him some temporary relief. They can give him some temporary joy. They can give him some temporary satisfaction. But he believes that this Jesus, he can change my life. So he begins to cry out to Jesus. In verse 48, and many charged or warned him or rebuked him that he should hold his peace. They say, Bartimaeus, Jesus is not interested. Jesus is not interested in you. Bartimaeus, Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. He doesn't have time for the likes of you. Bartimaeus, be quiet. Bartimaeus, you make a fool out of yourself. Just be quiet. And the more the people rebuke Bartimaeus, we read he cried out, the more a great deal. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And you know what? No one had to tell Bartimaeus, Bartimaeus, Jesus is passing through. Bartimaeus, repeat these words after me. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Nobody had to tell him that. Because this is a cry that came out of need. This is a cry that came out of desperation. And salvation today has been reduced to a repeated prayer. But I'm telling you, when you realize your lost condition, you'll cry out for mercy. No one will have to tell you. Amen. And he didn't need a prayer book either. He just cried out. So there the people are thronging Jesus. There's great excitement. There's great commotion. And a cry rings out from the side of the road. Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus continues to walk. But then that cry got louder. That cry got more desperate. And we read there in verse 49, and Jesus stood still. Jesus on his way, doing the Father's business, on his way to Jerusalem, and Jesus stops. He stops. One solitary, helpless soul. One insignificant blind beggar on the side of the road pleading for mercy, looking to Jesus for help. And Jesus stood still, ready, willing, and able to do for Bartimaeus. He stood still, not because somebody on the side of the road was singing a beautiful hymn, but because a poor sinner was crying out for mercy. He didn't stop because some preacher was on the side of the road giving some wonderful discourse. That's not what caused Jesus to stand still. What caused Jesus to stand still was one solitary soul crying out, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy. Have mercy on me. Which is another way of saying, withhold your judgment from me. It was a man who realized what he deserved. Jesus standing still. He tells the people. He says, you go tell that man. Go tell that man that's crying out to me. Tell him to come to me. The people go to Bartimaeus. And they say, Bartimaeus, remember before they were telling him to shut up. They say, Bartimaeus, be of good comfort. Bartimaeus, be of good comfort. Rise. He, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Son of David, calleth thee. Jesus the remedy. Jesus the solution to your whole life, Bartimaeus. He's calling you. Jesus, the one who can provide everything you need, Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus, cheer up. He's calling you. The one who can put your life back together, Bartimaeus. He's calling you. He's calling you. Then we see the response of Bartimaeus. First, just think of the joy that must have filled his heart when he heard those words, he calleth thee. Again, there are a lot of people sitting here right now with many, many great needs. There isn't anyone here that doesn't have a need. There isn't anyone here that just has one need. We have many, 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 many needs. And we know that Jesus has come to the place. But oh, the joy when we know that he calls us. And we read that Bartimaeus in verse 50, he did three things. He did three things.
You picture Bartimaeus sitting there. The first thing we read is that he cast away his garment. You ever see homeless people on the side of the road? You can pick them out. Even if they're not on the side of the road, you can pick them out by their garments. They all seem to have the same coat. It looks the same. Bartimaeus had a garment. And you know, I picture, I've seen homeless people many, 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 many times. Some of them will sit there. They'll just hold their garment. They'll just hold their coat. They're not about to let go of that coat. They need that coat. They need that coat. That coat gives them some security. They might wrap themselves in their coat. They might cover their head with their coat when it's raining. They hang on to that coat. They might spread open the coat so people can put the money in. But that garment identified Bartimaeus' lifestyle. And all Bartimaeus had to hear was, "Jesus calleth thee." And Bartimaeus cast the coat to the side. Why? He didn't need it anymore. He didn't need it anymore. And then we read, he rose. He stood up. And then we read, he came. In other words, he left the highway side. He left where he was. And he came to Jesus. Here's the solution. If you're lost today, here's the solution. Cast aside everything of the old life. Don't hang on to any of it. Rise and then come to Jesus. That's the solution also. If you've slid back into this lifestyle, you know why? You know why some of God's people, they get themselves down on the highway side, they're begging, they're spending their days living off spare change when God has called them to live the abundant life. You know why they stay there? Because they insist on hanging on to a piece of the garment. They insist on hanging on to a part of that old life. They're not going to let go. And they're not going to rise up and leave where they are. And I'm telling you today, that's the only hope. Jesus is calling. You need to cast aside your garment. Cast aside what identifies you with that lifestyle of poverty, spiritual poverty. And come to Jesus. Time is getting away. Without any hesitation, Bartimaeus left where he was. I want to say he also, I don't know how many coins he had collected up to that point, but he left them. He left his garment. He left his coins. And he went to Jesus. And we see the result is that he was made whole. He was made whole. You see, Jesus calls. You can continue to sit at the side of the road begging, ignoring the call, disregarding the call, and come tomorrow, you'll be on the side of the road begging again. Or you can cast away everything representative of that old life, of that lifestyle. You can rise and you can come to Jesus. We read that Bartimaeus received his sight and followed Jesus in the way.
Luke says that he followed him, glorifying God. Quite a change from verse 46. Blind Bartimaeus sat by the highway side begging. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't believe Bartimaeus ever went back to that highway side. I believe he followed Jesus all the way into Jerusalem. And he saw, and he was an eyewitness of the triumphal entry of Christ into Jerusalem. Imagine the joy. Perhaps, I don't know, perhaps he saw the crucifixion. Perhaps he saw the risen Christ. I know this, but following Jesus, he saw things he never saw before. And he had joys that he never had before. So in closing, he went from sitting on the side of the road in darkness and destitution walking with Jesus in the way. All because of a personal encounter with Jesus Christ. I ask you this morning, where is your life lived? Where is your life lived? Is it lived on the side of the road begging? Not literally, of course, but spiritually. Is that where you live your life? Or do you live your life following Jesus in the way? I've been in both places. And let me tell you, it's a lot better following Jesus in the way. So I ask you today, where are you? Where are you right now? Perhaps you're here and you're on the side of the road, lost in your sins. Perhaps you're here, you know you've been saved, but somehow your life has slid back to the side of the road. And that abundant life that you're supposed to be living has just turned into a life of survival. Jesus has come to the place. Jesus has come to the place. Do you believe that he's able? Do you believe that he's able? Would you cry out to him today? Would you hear him calling you by name? Oh, what grace, what mercy when Jesus says, Dan, come. Just come to me. He says it every day. I don't hear him saying it every day, but he says it every day. I don't respond. Sometimes I want to hang on to that garment. But every day, he says, just come. Just come to me. And all the joy when we have faith enough to cast aside that garment, to rise up, and wherever you are today, that's not what's important. Leave there and come to Jesus Christ and begin to follow Jesus in the way. Now, I don't know where that way may lead. I don't know what may transpire as I'm walking that way, but I know this, life is so much better following Jesus in the way.
Life means so much more when I follow Jesus in the way. I don't know how much longer I have to live. You don't know how much longer you have to live. But I know this, I can follow Jesus in the way. And that's how I want to live. I don't want to spend my days sitting on the roadside, living like a pauper, when I can live the abundant life that Jesus Christ has called us to live. So whatever your situation today, perhaps you're following Jesus in the way. I believe there's some here that are. But rejoice, praise God. But don't ever fall out of that way. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us. Verse song. Let's all